KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, the girls' softball regional finals continued last night with the bigger school classes finishing up the regional round of play. Class 4A and 5A regional finals held last night. Here's a look at the results from last evening. First in Class 4A in the regional finals in Region 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton down Denison by a final of 4-3. In Region 2, it was Des Moines Hoover over Lewis Central 3-2. Also, ADM beat Norwalk 8-1 in Region 3. Dallas Center Grimes topping Pella 6-5 in Region 4. In Region 5, it was Newton over Fairfield 4-1. Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Keokuk 8-0 in Region 6. In Region 7, Independence, a 7-5 winner over Marion. And in Region 8, Charles City over Center Point Urbana, 6-1. Those winners all advanced to the state tournament. In Class 5A girls regional finals last night, Region 1 saw Fort Dodge beat Urbandale 5-2. West Des Moines Valley, a 4-0 winner over Ankeny in Region 2. Johnston wins the Region 3 title with a 1-0 win over Des Moines East. Indianola edges Ottumwa 3-2 to capture Region 4. In Region 5, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 8-0 winners over Dowling Catholic. Region 6, Iowa City High beat Linmar 4-2. In Region 7, Dubuque Hempstead over Davenport West by a 4-0 final. And in Region 8, Pleasant Valley beat Burlington by a score of 4-2, those winners all advancing to the state tourney. Officials with the Atlantic High School report that AHS Fuel will host a tailgate event at the state softball tournament in Fort Dodge on Monday, July 16th. Students will be transported on a pep bus to the game, leaving the high school at 2:30 p.m. Sign up in the high school office by 3 p.m. on Friday, or you can email Dan Vargason to sign up. The Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund will cover the cost of the bus and pay for admission to the game for any student who rides the bus. In addition to the bus, there'll be a tailgating opportunity at the Fort Dodge Soccer Association fields located by Harlan Rogers Park. The first 150 people will receive a hamburger, chips, and a drink thanks to Hy-Vee, Fairway, and Atlantic Bottling. Grilling is expected to begin by 5 p.m. There'll also be yard games, giveaways, and some fun before the game. The fifth-seeded Atlantic team will take on fourth-seeded Humboldt in the state's softball first-round matchup in Class 3A Monday at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex in Fort Dodge. Game time is set for 7:30. If you can't make it there, you can always listen live. Chris Parks will have that game for you Monday night here on KJAN. Well, in postseason boys baseball action yesterday, Class 1A held first-round district play. Here's a look at some of those results in Class 1A District 13. It was Nottoway Valley beating Southwest Valley 8-2 as Corbin Bond not only picked up the win on the hill but belted a three-run homer to help the Wolverines to the victory. Stanton outlasting Murray 10-9. Lenox beat East Union 16-0 and Lamoni over Orient Maxburg 10-0. In District 14, St. Albert easy winners over Clarinda Academy 21-0. East Mills outscored Sydney 11-9. Essex South Page beating Fremont Mills. They outlast them in 8 innings, 13-11. And Bedford edging Griswold by a 5-4 final. In District 15 play, IKM Manning was a 4-3 winner over Madrid. Audubon defeated Earlham 6-3. Tyler Reboff had a big game. He threw 5 innings, striking out 6, picking up the win, also belted 3 hits and scored a couple of times to help the Wheelers. Cam was a winner over Glidden Ralston by a 3-2 final as Nick Holstey threw 5 1/3 innings with 6 strikeouts. Thomas Hensley came on to pick up the win with the final inning and 2/3 of work on the hill. Coon Rapids Bayard defeated Exira EHK 2-1 as Christian Cook picked up the win on the mound for Coon Rapids Bayard, striking out 12 in that performance. Coon Rapids Bayard scored 2 in the 7th to pick up that victory. Also in District 16 play, Tri-Center defeated Whiting 15-0. Jackson Nelson was 2-for-3 with a double, a homer, and 3 RBIs. West Harrison beat Woodbine 9-6. Arweva over Boyer Valley 3-1. Westwood beat West Monona 15-9. Those winners all advancing in district play. Class 2A district semifinals last night. Locally in District 15, Trainer beat Red Oak 9-1. It was Underwood over Shenandoah 11-1. In District 16, Maple Valley defeated Missouri Valley 8-0. Kemper Catholic moves on with a 10-3 win over West Central Valley. That's in boys postseason baseball. Regular season boys baseball last night saw top-ranked Harlan defeat Des Moines Roosevelt by a final of 4-1. Sheraton beat Creston 5-3. Bishop Heelan Catholic downing Lewis Central 10-7. And Lamar's over Denison by a final of 9-2 in boys baseball. In Major League Baseball, slumping outfielder Dexter Fowler hit his fourth career Grand Slam. All-star Miles Michaelis tossed six innings of three-hit ball, and the St. Louis Cardinals routed the Chicago White Sox 14-2. Colton Wong had four hits, including a two-run homer and a double, as every St. Louis starter except catcher Yadier Molina got at least one hit. In other interleague action yesterday, Cincinnati beat Cleveland 7-4. It was Toronto over Atlanta 6-2. In the American League, Adalberto Mondesi had a three-run homer and a career-high four RBIs as the Kansas City Royals snapped a 10-game losing streak with a 9-4 win over the Minnesota Twins. The Royals scored more than five runs for the first time since June 4th as they improved to 26-65 overall, just percentage points ahead of Baltimore to avoid owning baseball's worst record. Mondesi went deep in the second inning and added an RBI single in the sixth. In other American League action, Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 6-5, Boston over Texas 8-4, Tampa Bay down Detroit 5-2, Houston beat Oakland in 11 innings 6-5, the LA Angels over Seattle 9-3. In National League play, Washington beat Pittsburgh 5-1, Milwaukee down Miami 8-4, Philadelphia over New York 7-3, Arizona beat Colorado 5-3, San Diego over LA 4-1, Chicago over San Francisco 2-0. Well, the Washington Nationals have placed All-Star closer Sean Doolittle on the 10-day disabled list with left toe inflammation. Doolittle hasn't pitched since July 6th. The following day, he tripped over a pitching mound and first experienced discomfort in his left toe. The left-hander has a 145 earned run average and has converted 22 of his 23 save opportunities this season. He won't pitch in the 2018 MLB All-Star game, which is being held at Nationals Park on July 17th. In World Cup play, France advanced to the World Cup finals for the first time since 2006 with a 1-0 win over Belgium on Tuesday. The only goal came on a header in the 51st minute. France, the 1998 champion and 2006 runner-up, will play either Croatia or England in Sunday's final in Moscow. England and Croatia will meet today in Moscow in the second semifinal. France President Emmanuel Macron and King Philippe of Belgium shook hands in the VIP section before the match. Mick Jagger was also on the official list of guests. Paris erupted in firecrackers, flares, and shouts of tears of joy after France advanced. Red smoke rose up from flares fired by fans on the right bank outside City Hall, where crowds watched a broadcast of the match on huge screens. All that for soccer. Seven-time champion Serena Williams advanced to the Wimbledon semifinals with a three-set victory over Camilla Giorgi of Italy. Williams dropped the first set at the tournament. At the 52nd-ranked Giorgi produced an impressive display of power and accuracy in the opener, winning 6-3. However, Williams lifted her intensity level before closing out the match to move a step closer to reclaiming a title that she won in 2016. Williams will next face Julia Georges of Germany, who advanced to her first Wimbledon semifinal with a three-set win over 20th-seeded Kiki Bertens, with Angelique Kerber also having made the last four. It's the first time two German women will play in the Wimbledon semis since 1931. Kerber converted her seventh match point to finally get past Daria Kazatkina, 6-3 and 7-5, to reach the Wimbledon semifinals for the third time. She'll face number 12, Yelena Ostapenko, on Thursday for a berth in the final. Ostapenko became the first Latvian woman to reach a Wimbledon semifinal with a straight sets win over Dominika Sivilkova. In men's action today, Juan Martín Del Potro advanced to the Wimbledon quarterfinals for the first time since 2013 as he beat Gilles Simone. The fifth-seeded Del Potro failed to convert four match points when serving at 5-4 in the fourth set, but maintained his composure to close out the contest with his first opportunity in the tiebreaker that followed. And the NFL Players Association has filed a grievance with the league challenging its national anthem policy. The union says the new policy, which the league imposed without consultation with the NFLPA, is inconsistent with the collective bargaining agreement and infringes on players' rights. In May, the NFL approved its national anthem policy at its owners' meetings in Atlanta. The policy allows players to protest during the national anthem by staying in the locker room, but forbids them from sitting or taking a knee if they're on the field or on the sidelines. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.